This is Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged,
Recharged. Let's go.
Hello, everybody. How are we?
So, Emma, yes. What happened on your holiday that you couldn't tell us on the show?
Oh, I wonder if I'm allowed. Okay, I'm going to go for this. And if we ought to scrap the whole thing, if Callum won't allow it. But weed is legal over there.
Is it?
Yeah. It was legalised. I was really surprised when I was in Thailand because there was weed
shops.
But you
didn't do it. You're just saying weed was legal.
It was legal.
It was legal.
But when I was there with my mom 3 years ago, I was like, basically it made me think, when did they legalise this? Because I don't remember it being so in your face. Buy weed here.
Isn't it nuts though that you said the vape is illegal over there, but you can buy weed?
You could end up in prison for having a vape on you.
What the fuck?
Yeah. I don't know if I can say any of this.
I don't know. I don't know if you can say any of it either.
I didn't know any of this. And I Googled it. I was like, when do they legalize it? And how do they get it over the line? And they said it's for medicinal purposes.
Okay.
So we went into this smoke shop in Bangkok the first night we got to Bangkok. And we were like, well, we'll just see what the crack is. They write you a prescription.
That's gas.
So they have it in their box.
Nick. Okay. Can Emma talk about smoking weed in Thailand?
On the podcast. When it's legal.
Because it's legal over there.
Legal. Okay. And we're not broadcasting. Yeah, technically, I suppose you can.
Yeah, you could, right?
Go for it. And if we have to edit it out, we will.
Who would say edit that out?
Me.
Yeah, but who would we listen to? Who would we have to listen to who would say edit that out?
Yeah, Liam. And he's... Oh, do I get into the weeds of this?
Hey!
I didn't mean that. I'll
claim
it.
We just pause this podcast intro and do it again in a minute? Because it's all gotten... It wasn't even that good of a
no,
story.
Do you know what
you
we'll
just
do?
Asked me for something
no,
I...
No, go for it. There's a really great segment on a podcast I listen to. It's called Keep It or Delete It, right? Basically,
good.
Have you heard it?
No, yeah. But it's good.
Okay,
it's a good
so
name.
What they do is exactly what we've just done here. And they go, right, I've got a story, but I don't know if it's worth telling, right? And they go, okay, keep it or delete it. And then they proceed to tell the story. And at the end of the story, the team in the room go, ah, that was shit. And then it's edited out.
Okay.
And you never hear it, but you hear them go,
nah, that's shit. Yeah, that's really funny.
Or you hear it in full and you know, okay, they chose to keep it.
Uh-huh.
So that's funny. We could
do
the here. Just tell the
I'll
story.
Pause and then this.
Callum's panicking over there. He's got a loose jump.
Nick says it's okay.
I mean.
Anyway, it wasn't even that good a story.
Go on, tell the story.
But
the fact that it's now okay makes me go,
yeah, I don't really care.
Just as Callum said no.
It's not okay.
It's not okay.
Class.
Fiona in the morning.
Hello, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Welcome back, Emma Nolan.
Thank you so much. It feels like forever and a day.
It really does. Mm. Like 3 weeks. How did you get that approved?
I know.
And how many days you have left to take?
So basically, because we flew out on a bank holiday. And
oh, was, good choice.
Yeah, we flew home on a bank holiday. And there was...
Callum, Emma's back.
Oh,
I know.
Oh, wow.
Sorry, Callum just walked in. He had no idea. He's always this late.
We haven't talked at all yet. And because there was kind of a, you know, we get the work day, the Good Friday
yes,
off as well.
Very clever.
So we actually only, that only took me 13 days.
Okay.
That used up.
Not bad. So you've a bit
25.
You've a bit left.
I'm doing all right.
You're doing all right.
I have a bombshell to tell you.
What?
Dave Hammond worked here on Good Friday.
I saw that online. That's great. Now you got probably got an extra day and
I got
half back.
A day in lieu now
yeah,
the taking.
Stuff, yeah.
I don't know when to take it. The options.
I know, it's so funny. I did see that online. I was like, oh, he's getting a little day in lieu in there. Good man, David yeah. Hammond.
I have
you the Monday off anyway.
I have become the best little employee since you were away.
Yeah.
I have been up the... I've been so busy because I keep saying yes to everything. Yes, Nick, I'll do that. Yes, Callum, I'll do that. Three bags full, sir. How high, sir?
You just needed me to go to behave yourself.
Yeah, I pretty much.
Like, I see online Dave's here judging bake-off competitions.
I did
office.
A bloody bake-off for the company. I did a whole judging thing.
As, speaking of bake-off, yesterday morning I woke up and I have been deprived of chocolate for weeks.
Really?
Nothing, it's just not a vibe over there,
really?
You know what I mean?
And different heat, I suppose.
I don't want to see rice for a long time. I am sick of it, right? You'd be getting up sometimes and these places don't have like, just give me a pan of chocolat. But no, it's like, do you want a chicken fried rice at 9:30 in the morning? I'm like, no.
Oh my God.
So yesterday morning I got up and I went downstairs. There wasn't very little in the house, but there was a few good little nuggets left over. Made a bowl of porridge. Don't judge me, I know rotten rice for many people. But I found a Dairy Milk caramel and melted it into it.
Nice.
And I was like, I am home, baby.
Come on, Dave and Fiona, on your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Sounds like Spin.
Sounds like Spin.
It's Somber with Homewrecker here on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. Good to be back. And after 3 weeks away, well, nothing really changes when it comes to the cash machine still breaking its own records. And to go on Friday, the biggest ever cash prize, €303,000 exactly. Those details coming soon.
Emma, welcome back. Thank you. Welcome back to Fully Charged. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back to Ireland. Obviously, it's been a long 3 weeks without you, so we need to kind of fill you in on the things that happened. That's a weird way to sit. Is that a new Thailand thing?
Oh, where I'm sitting. Oh, yeah. I'm just kind of sitting like a monkey. There was a lot of monkeys over there, so I'm just sitting like a monkey now. This is just how I sit now. Yeah.
Right.
Are you upset?
Yeah, I am.
Do you want me to sit down normally?
Please.
Is it throwing you?
Yeah. It's.
I bet you Padraig never sat like this.
Never.
No.
He would never. You put me off. Play a song. It's ruined my morning, Dan. That has ruined my morning. What are you doing? Like, anyway, you've missed a lot the last 3 weeks. Firstly, I have been sitting across from Padraig. I'm having a little bit of withdrawal symptoms from not having Padraig there. So, could you just do a Cork accent there, just to kind of make it feel better?
How are you, lads? Good morning.
That's good.
Anyone want a bit of Tenora?
That's lovely. Thank you. I needed that. That's good. Okay, on to the quiz. Basically, this is where we play you some clips completely out of context from the last 3 weeks. You have no idea what's happened the last 3 weeks because you've been in Thailand, and yes. I hope not listening to the show.
No, I haven't listened to the
show. Fair play. Okay, so we start with this.
Okay.
Do you know who these voices are and why they were on the show?
Okay, you've sold me. I've heard it 3 or 4 times now and it's just sunk in. It's yes.
Best Dave of my life.
Yes!
Yes! Come on!
The best Dave ever. This is so good.
Okay, I definitely know those two Daves. That is Dave Moore from Today FM. Obviously yourself, Dave Hammond, in there as well.
And
that's my bell pal, Dave Duke. He works in iRadio. We used to work together. What the hell was he doing? Were they on Spin?
They were on Spin. It was iRadio's Dave Duke, Today FM's Dave Moore, and Spin 103.8's Dave Hammond. And we did April Fool's Dave. Basically, Padraig said he couldn't do April 1st.
Right.
Even though he agreed to do the 3 weeks.
Probably something non-in-car, he'd go and
yes, see. Exactly. So I decided April Fool's Dave. Just to spite him, I'd put on the best show ever.
So you brought the two Daves on air?
I put Dave Moore on and Dave Duke on for a full show.
Now you're taking
3 hours, April Fool's Day.
How's that going to cross the line?
I don't know, but it was the best fun ever.
Oh, I need to listen back to that. That sounds
like
great.
It was bizarre. All right, we move on. Tell me what's happening here.
All right, lads. Morning. I'm from Ballymoon, but my wife made me move to Cabra. Happy wife. Happy life, lads. What? Yeah, I paint. I don't paint pictures, though. I paint the lines in the road.
What? Can I hear that again?
The whole thing.
Lads, morning. I'm from Ballymoon, but my wife made me move to Cabra. Happy wife. Happy life, lads. What? Yeah, I paint. I don't paint pictures, though. I paint the lines in the road.
What's happening there?
Whoever that is my new favourite person who listens to the show.
Well, on April Fool's Dave, we played a game where we had to guess whether the callers were called Dave.
Or not. Yeah.
And that person who rang in was pretending to be a Dave was Padraig doing a Dublin accent.
That's Padraig.
All right, lads.
Okay, now I can hear him. That's really good.
All right, lads. Morning. I'm from Ballymoon, but my wife made me move to Cabra.
He created a whole backstory for himself.
That is brilliant. I beat lines in the road. Fair play.
Yeah, that's our Dave / Padraig. Question 3. Why do you think I got our boss Nick on the show?
From here on out, I will always start my day with a pop it, lock it, polka dot, countrify it, then hip hop it. Put your hawk in the sky, move it to the side, jump left to right, stick it, glide.
Wow, that sounds filthy, but it's definitely Hannah Montana related because that's from Hoedown Showdown or something.
Hoedown Throwdown. Very good. Basically, he texts Callum saying that he thought we were, as a show, talking about Hannah Montana too much.
Are you joking me?
Yeah, and it was the 20th anniversary of the show airing, so we ambushed him on air telling him he was wrong and forced him into delivering an apology before playing one of her songs.
One of the most iconic moments in terms of, like, you know, the Friends anniversary got a lot of talk.
He did not get it.
That was huge. Hannah Montana turning 20 and her actually saying, I'm not going to be too proud, after kind of ignoring Hannah Montana for most of her solo career, finally saying, I will put back on the wig.
We managed to play Best of Both Worlds on the show.
No, you didn't.
For a full 3 minutes.
That's incredible.
It's been a wild ride. I know, it's been a wild ride. And lastly, why did Yvonne ask for this prize?
Like, to me, what do I get? And you get a cuddle mug. It's definitely going to be something this Friday.
God, she was there. She didn't have her strawberries this morning.
One of our favourite Tricky Town players ever, Yvonne, came on a few Fridays ago and scored a one after claiming she got an eight the day before. But she was so fun, we invited her back to play the week after and she won the week.
Oh, I thought you meant she won. Okay, so she won the week. But no cuddle mugs around here.
No cuddle mugs around here, unfortunately.
Any sign of the grand going yet? No?
No.
All right,
okay, well, look, if you want to take on the Tricky 10 this morning, maybe today's day we'll finally give away that grand. It's Tricky in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038. Here's Danny L. Harl and Dua Lipa. This is Spin. Do you fancy winning yourself tickets to The Weeknd, that massive Greek gig at Croke Park this summer, and your chance to win €1,000 as well? All you have to do for your chance to win is message us the word Tricky now. Do that, 087-711-1038. The word Tricky. You could win your way to Croke Park to see The Weeknd and potentially €1,000 this morning.
You know the way you're always saying you and your fella Jack are kind of always watching sport in the house because Jack wants to watch it. Will he watch the golf now? It's kicking off on Thursday.
I don't think he's as into the... Well, actually, do you know what, Dave? Have I lived with him for a Masters yet?
Have you lived with him for more than a year?
Yeah, just about a year. Oh, we did have this.
Did you have the golf on?
Yeah, right, okay. I think I'd take a Leeds match over the golf, would I?
Really?
It's a bit more exciting.
Oh, I love the golf so much.
Do you think it's very slow?
Not at all. Not now that I play it, I'm like, oh God, how did they do that? Everything they do, I'm in amazement by.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, the Masters is kicking off on Thursday. It's one of my favourite tournaments because of how oddly traditional it is. Yesterday, I talked on the show about things the commentators aren't allowed to say at the Masters, specifically, even though at normal Grand Slams, they'd be fine. Things like calling it the rough. Is the second cut, or the back nine is not called the back nine, it's the second nine. They have to call them these
things
for traditions.
You told me on the show before, you told us on the show before about was it the Wimbledon?
I'm probably going to tell you again. So
No. It was Wimbledon traditions, and that was really interesting.
Oh, kind of the same. It's probably more prestigious than Wimbledon.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because Wimbledon is a little bit more accessible than the Masters. You can't seem to get into the Masters for love nor money.
Okay.
It's like tickets are handed down through families and stuff. Like, it's mad. Right,
yeah.
And it's so exclusive. So let's go through some of the traditions that seem a bit mental but are interesting. Tuesday at the Masters, so last night, means the champions dinner. So only the Masters champions and the chairman of Augusta National Golf Club get to attend this exclusive dinner, right?
Wow.
The menu is set by the previous winner, who is?
Rory McIlroy.
Well done. So, for appetizers, Rory gave the option of bacon-wrapped dates, peach and ricotta flatbread, shrimp tempura, or grilled elk sliders. First course...
I'd go for the elk.
Would you?
I'd have to just...
Is that deer?
Yeah, but I'd be like, don't tell me it's a deer.
It's just not cheap anyway.
Hey! I would just say I don't want to know what it is, but if it looks like a bit of steak there and a slider, that'll do me.
I'd go for the shrimp, I think, the shrimp tempura. First course, then... it's like appetizers, then a first course, then a main course. And then dessert, right? So first course was yellowfin tuna carpaccio. Yellowfin tuna carpaccio, with main being your choice of Wagyu fillet filet mignon or seared salmon. These are so posh, I don't even know how to pronounce them.
Yeah, honestly.
Dessert is easy though. Sticky toffee pudding.
Oh,
right?
That's lovely.
So the previous winner, being Rory, foots the bill for the entire thing.
That's so lousy.
He buys the drinks and everything like that. Yeah, I'd say it's a drop in the pond.
I know.
A drop in the ocean.
But you know, you're about to take that last one on the previous Masters, and you're like, could I be arse spending all that money? Just throw it into the pond.
Just like the cheapest player ever. Yeah. Like, oh, I don't know. The Masters, right? The other things about it that I found really interesting, they don't charge crazy money for the likes of like Sky Sports to show the Masters. It's actually very cheap what they charge.
Okay.
So Sky Sports are able to get the rights to show the Masters very cheaply, but the Masters control the broadcast.
Okay.
So they control the cameras, they control all of the kind of imaging that happens throughout. Like, say, for example, if they're cutting to the Masters or whatever, they control everything.
Yeah.
All of that kind of stuff.
Which must be really frustrating then for the broadcaster who takes them on.
It is, but also they're getting it for a real
cheap price. Yeah.
But they don't...
You have to walk away from your own principles.
Yes, but because of this, Sky Sports aren't allowed to show as much ads. And because at Augusta, which is the golf course, mm-hmm. they don't have any branding. Like you'd see at many Grand Slams, you'd always have like Mercedes or you'd have this. Or you won't see any of it. There's no branding allowed at Augusta. It's really, really interesting. Things like the scoreboards are all done manually. They're not...
digitized.
They're not digitized. They're all manually. So when a shot is good, someone will go up and change the score and, you know,
that's
close
good.
The thing.
I like
it's really, really interesting. So yeah, a lot less ads and they show you only what they want to show you, which is interesting because the whole thing about Augusta is it's so secretive and exclusive. And things like the lakes on the course are all dyed to make it look better on camera.
Really?
The whole thing is like making it to be the most aesthetic thing in the world. People who go and they're not called spectators, they're called patrons. They're not allowed phones anywhere near Augusta. I think the media are allowed phones up to a certain point. They have to lock them away in lockers. But if you're a patron who's just going to spectate, you can't bring it anywhere near it.
Sounds like a bit of a cult.
It is a little bit. Speaking of which, right, the first black person to be entered was into Augusta was in 1990. The first female was in 2012.
Ah, that's awful.
Isn't that nuts? So this is like how old school they're going, do you know what I mean? So as I said, phones not allowed anywhere near, but there's pay phones if you need it.
No way!
Yeah, and to keep things traditional, food prices are the same as they always were. So you can get like insane sandwiches and breakfast for like $3.
No way!
So yeah, it's something I'd love to go to one day, but it's like booking
this
thing.
How do we break into the cult?
Honestly, I think you'd want to be dying in order to actually pay for these tickets. Like.
Here is new music. This is Free Sky. It's called Silent Treatment on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona has just gone 7:30 and your chance this morning to win yourself 6 IMC Cinema Passes. We're going to play One Foot in the Rave. This is the game. If you know your tunes, these will all definitely be dance tunes. You're going to hear a sliver of a dance track. Your job is to identify it. Do so correctly when you're waiting to the cinema. What is this movie that the world is talking about at the moment? Sorry, I should have Googled before I came on
Project
the air.
Hail Mary.
Project Hail Mary. What's the story
it's
with
the
this
best movie?
Movie
ever.
Have you seen it?
Yeah.
You obviously
it's
have.
So
I've
good.
Seen it as well. It's
oh my God.
So good. Emma, you will cry about 17,000.
Yeah, my dad went to see it with my mum there a couple of weeks ago and he was like, I cried 4 times.
Wow.
I cried 3 times in that film.
Is it a bit of me then?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, it's long, so you'll probably walk around, but it is good. Like,
it's space and Ryan Gosling and a rock.
Okay, cool.
It's like a mix between. Have you seen The Martian?
Ah, no.
Have you seen Interstellar?
No.
Have you seen E.T.?
Yes.
Great. It's kind of like E.T.
Okay, yeah. But look, if you do win this morning, you can get off and see the movie that the whole world seems to be talking about. This is the clip of the dance song this morning.
Hold on. I'm trying to get my pen and paper. I know the lyrics. Oh, I got it. Hold on. Here we go. Here we go.
Emma, stop moving your sheet. Dave, you're wrong.
What? No, I'm not.
Emma, you're also wrong.
What did you write down?
I'm thinking of a song and I can't sing it in case
I get away. Don't reveal your answer, Dave, because I think that a lot of people are going to guess yours because when I was clipping it, I thought that it sounded like the song that you just guessed.
Oh, Cunning. My God.
Cunning Callum, not trying to give hints this morning. Okay, this is killing me. I'm singing lyrics, but I can't think of the name of the song. If you do know, you could win your way to the cinema 6 times or just 6 IMC Cinema Passes and use them how you please. This is it again. Final time. 087-711-1038. Get your guesses over.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
It's Ewan McVicar and Share the House on Spin. It's Emma, Dave and Fiona, 7:41, and we're in the middle of One Foot in the Rave.
This is where we play you a tiny little sliver, is the word Emma used earlier on, and I like that word. A little sliver of a dance
it's
tune.
It's like when your man growing up in the 90s, you'd be like, Mom, do you want a slice of cake? She's like, oh, give me a sliver.
Yeah, but that's what
just a sliver.
I always think of Joey Tribbiani with that. He's like, do you want a piece of cake? He's like, a sliver. And he's like, come here, real piece. This is where we play you a tiny little sliver of a dance tune, and you have to guess the entire dance tune based on that very, very short clip. If you do, you'll win 6 IMC Cinema Passes. I thought I knew what it was today, and it turns out I'm wrong, which I genuinely just don't believe.
I still don't know the name of the song that I've been singing since, but we can confirm it's wrong because I sang it to Callum and he said no, but I thought it was right. So this is the clip. Do you know that song that goes, and we will never look back to the old school, to the old sound, it's all about the new sound.
I don't know that one.
Okay, maybe you can help me if you do. Dylan is standing by, he thinks he knows this morning. Hello.
Hello.
Good morning, Dylan. How are you?
How are you, Dylan?
Not too bad, lads. I'm just in Temple Street Hospital.
Oh, very God. Good, Dylan.
I hope everything's okay.
The baby's getting a tonsils out.
Oh my God, sorry. What age is the baby? Like, going to
Four.
That's very young to get the tonsils out, isn't it?
And Dylan, are you listening? Like, in are we on in the hospital or what's the story?
I've just parked the car. The missus brought the baby in.
Oh, very good.
Very good. Well, look, when the baby
interesting
better,
time to play a radio game, Dylan.
You can bring the four-year-old to a movie of their choice when they're feeling a little bit better. This is the clip of the song. What do you think it is?
LMFAO, Party Rock Anthem.
LMFAO, Party Rock Anthem. I have no idea if he's correct. Is he correct?
No, it's not.
Dylan, good guess,
but
though.
Dylan, you mentioned that you're at Temple Street Children's Hospital, so we'll send you 2 IMC Cinema passes so you can bring the little ones to the cinema, okay?
Cheers, thanks very much, guys.
Best of luck today.
Good luck, Dylan. Bye.
Thank you.
Talk to you later. Keith's standing by there as well. Keith, this is the clip. What do you think?
Avicii Levels.
Oh, tune.
Avicii Levels. Oh, come on. Please be Avicii Levels. I want to hear a bit longer.
It does sound like that.
Is
but
it right?
It's not. Sorry, Keith.
No worries.
Very good guest, though. Yeah, thank you so much. Have a great day.
Cheers. Thanks.
All right. Talk to you later. Lauren, come on. Let's do this thing. How are you this morning?
Good.
Good.
Good. Lauren, this is the clip. What is that song?
Well, I am Scream and Shout.
Scream and Shout. The one that goes, bring the action.
Oh, my God, it does. When you see us in the club, you got to turn this
all up. Eyes on up. Play that clip again. Bring the action. Is she right? Ridiculous. Absolutely. You're wrong, Callum. You have accidentally got the clip of Scream and Shout, surely. How are you...
You got to turn this up.
How are you saying that's not Scream and Shout? Play it again. Not that one. Not the wrong sound. This.
Still wrong, but this is the clip.
That's bring the action. So
sorry, Lauren.
Lauren, great for ruining it out. Have a great day. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Talk to you later. Okay, we'll play again tomorrow. The clip will be that little bit longer. It'll sound like this.
Is it Scream and Shout by any chance?
We'll play again tomorrow morning for your chance to win your way to the cinema. Right now, though, this is brand new music from Harry Styles. It's American Girls on Spin. Good morning.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
Harry Styles, American Girls on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona, 7:48. Good morning.
Morning.
What's the story?
Oh, God. I love that tune, though.
It's absolutely gorgeous. I need to sit down and listen to 2 albums. I love the way we say sit down, as if you can't listen to an album while you're mobile. But the new Dermot Kennedy, and I need to listen to Harry Styles.
I would need to listen to an album while driving, I think. I don't think I could do it in any other way. I wouldn't feel like I listened.
I finally listened to Olivia Dean's album when I was away. I just literally sitting in a taxi one day. We'd like a 3-hour journey, and I was like, I'm just going to throw this in. It was lovely.
A taxi for 3 hours?
Yeah, I know, and it was like 40 quid.
Oh, my God.
Up Thailand.
Are you listening? And taxi drivers.
No.
40 quid for a 3-hour journey.
Good morning, free now. But anyway, yeah, look, speaking of Thailand.
40 quid from the Red Cow to Clondalkin.
I know, yeah. I'll tell you more about the whole trip. It was so much fun after 8 o'clock this morning.
I'm excited.
But one thing that really got me on the trip was little bouts of adrenaline rushes, okay? We were in this place called Chiang Mai, which is up very much north of the country. It's kind of more jungle territory. And we were big for the excursions on this trip. You feel like you get to a place, you do like 2 or 3 days, and on one day you're like, right, if you really want to see what's going on around here, you should probably book a trip and go off and do this, that, and the other. So on one of the days up there, we said we'd do bamboo rafting. And bamboo rafting, just a bit of crack from the get-go. But you're talking like 50, 60 rafts doing the same stretch of river. So it's chaos with crashes and people bumping into each other. Bamboo like just dissipating and disappearing off into the corridors.
It was a very interesting choice of transport, bamboo.
But it's really fun. It's really fun, right? But we did it on a Saturday. And our guide was like, just be careful because the locals get a real good kick off this at the weekend. And we were like, what do you mean? So a lot of the people who live in the city, they come up to kind of the more rivery areas, more rural areas at the weekend, and they all sit along the riverbank, right, on their own bamboo or just on a chair on the riverbank, and it's like, hey, do you want to go meet up on Saturday, go to the river and splash tourists? And they're all like, yeah, sure.
Deadly.
So literally for about 6 kilometre stretch of river, it's just thronged with tourists absolutely splashing the bejesus out of you. Some of them brought buckets.
Locals, you mean?
Locals, yeah, like Thai people. Bringing their bats from like table tennis bats to really slap the water
on. Oh my God.
And it's literally like, hey, do you want to go splash tourists on Saturday? Yeah, sure. These are people from like 5-year-olds to 60-year-old men being like, ha ha ha, I'm going to get you now, Irish girl.
Maybe this is like their version of the pub.
Yeah. And they all had their drinks with them. They had their picnics and their cake every day. And you look back and you could see like 0.5 kilometre, it seemed, back the river. And like loads more tourists behind. And they're getting the same kick off everyone. And every time you knew you were going to get a splash, you'd be like, oh, I'm so scared. Even though like you're already soaking.
Was it cold?
It was, but it was grand. Like, it was like 40 degree heat and you're splashing back and stuff. But lads, what a simple way to get their kicks. I think we should all be at the Liffey when people are doing their canoeing and just, I don't know how we'd splash them because we're way higher.
I'd love some Thai people listening to just be like, yeah, that's not a thing, but they just didn't like you at all.
It's such
an
easy
kick. That has never
kick.
Happened before in the history of Thailand.
Here's Kygo and Khalid. This is Spin.
1038. Dublin. This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station.
Let's go. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, what's going on? How are we? I feel like I'm going to say something really, really unpopular here.
Go on.
Winning the lotto is easy.
How? Tell me.
I've won it like four times.
Oh, now. What's you win? Like a few cents between.
In the last like 10 weeks that we've been doing the lotto, me and my housemates, we've won it. We've won a tenner. We've won €2. We've won €3. We've won €13.
Wow, that's good going.
We do it once a week. Mm. I feel like we win once every two times we do it.
And do you just do a random number allocation or do you have the
I actually have... So we have a group chat, right?
Yeah.
Called Not The Lotto. And in the bio of the group chat, they have what I'm to ask for because they know I'll mess it up.
Oh, very good. So what does it say?
David, say 3-line quick pick for Wednesday or Saturday's draw with the plus.
Is it always your job to buy it?
No, that's just for if it is my turn to buy it.
I remember when I first started working in like a shop, a corner shop or whatever, I was only 17 or 18 and people come in and ask for that and I'd be like,
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm ringing the boss. Hi, Stephen.
Do I pick the numbers?
How does this work? It's really confusing.
It is. So,
and I also hate it. You know when someone will come in and ask you to scan their ticket for them? This is before like the lotto app or anything.
Yeah.
So I'd be like scanning it and there would be no win, but I'd be convinced that they think I'm robbing their money. Yeah. So I'd be like, do you want to come around the counter?
Oh
and see
my
for
God. That's so
like,
funny.
Have a look yourself, Shona.
So yeah, I'm kind of, it is confusing asking for the thing, but every Wednesday at the same time we'll all sit there and go, right, are we going to town now if we win? Like, will we go to town or will we
go to Dubai?
Will we go to we'll go to the airport tomorrow. It's the same every Wednesday night.
And you know what, you have to live in hope, lads. It's the only way to do it. Cash machine tomorrow could be you.
Yeah, this is true. Oh well, with Friday,
not you,
not me, and it's Friday. But yeah, the lotto will be me on Saturday or tonight, and the cash machine will be you. I just have a feeling.
Tricky. 10. Ooh, okay, this hasn't gone off in terms of I've learned that we haven't given away the grand since I've been gone. I was really hoping
not,
that we have.
We haven't even really kind of come close to it. We've had, I think, a score of maybe a 7 recently, but not. Maybe we had an 8, but no, not the 10, unfortunately.
All right, but look, it's a great end of week prize this week. If you get highest of the week, you could win your way to see The Weeknd at Crow Park. Those tickets are so expensive. They're probably worth in around the grand mark anyway for a couple of them.
Yeah.
And obviously, if you get all 10 correct, you'll win €1,000 on the spot. Let's do this. Kira is on this morning. What are you up to?
Just working from home.
Ah, very good.
WFHing, Kira. What is it that you do?
I'm in HR for a finance company.
Are they devils or are they well behaved?
They're well behaved.
Good.
Kira, I'm trying to think of an answer that's more boring than HR for a finance company. And I can't for the life of me think of one.
I bet you you're this person that is like so much crack that you need to be kept grounded by a job like that.
Exactly, that's what it is.
All right, so you start early then, do you?
Yeah, start at 8.
Nice.
And then what are you going to do after work? Because work is not just your personality. What else does Kira like? What are you going to do after work? What are you going to do before you go to bed?
I'm going to go to the gym.
Yes, okay.
Do you know what's funny? I was asked by a Spaniard who was travelling as well one day, do you have any hobbies and what are they? And I was like,
yeah, it's hard to answer that question, isn't it?
I like sometimes listening to an audiobook. I don't know. But like, it's not exciting. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I get what you mean. It's tough. Listen, we fill our days with work and with the gym as well. So there's not much time for anything else.
True.
So
true.
Kira, let's see if we have time to get 10 questions correctly on the Tricky 10. This is where we're going to put 55 seconds on the clock, ask you 10 questions. Each answer is a number between 1 and 10 and will not repeat. We're only going to be able to accept your first answer, so if you don't know the answer, do not pass it, just give it a guess, all right? If you top the leaderboard at the end of the week, you win a pair of tickets to see The Weeknd's gig at Croke Park this summer. And if you answer all 10 questions correct, you win €1,000 on the spot. John, currently on top of the leaderboard, scoring 5 in 55 seconds. Do you think you can beat it, Kira?
We'll see.
You can definitely be Jack.
How do you do when you play along at home?
Sometimes I do good and sometimes I do woeful.
Okay, fantastic.
Woeful's a great word. If you're using the word woeful randomly in conversation, you're smart. I believe in you. Let's do this. Take a deep
weird
breath.
Weird bar to play. Weird place to put the bar.
Woeful's woeful. Just a nice word.
Kira, Emma's going to ask your questions and count you in. The very best of luck. We're rooting for you.
Deep breath. Thank you. 3, 2, 1, start the clock. What number is 2 less than a dozen?
10.
The 2011 film directed by J.J. Abrams is called Super What?
7.
How many continents of the world are there?
5.
Olivia Dean will perform how many gigs in Marley Park this summer?
2, 3.
Greece won the Euros football tournament in the year 2000 and what?
8.
The Ambassador Theatre and Jerva Shopping Centre are in what Dublin postal district?
1.
How many solo studio albums has Pink released?
5.
How many hours ahead of Ireland is Dubai currently?
6.
What time would it be if a 24-hour clock read 1,700 hours?
5.
And finally, Lewis Hamilton finished in what number position in the 2025 Formula One driver's standings?
Well, first.
What did you say?
First.
Okay.
All right, Kira, how do you think you did?
Oh, I don't know.
I think that they were quite difficult, I'm not going to lie. I think some of them were tough. Do you want to find out your score?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it.
0, 1, 2, 3, 4.
It's a pass, 40%. It is a pass, Kira. How do you feel about that?
Anyway, it is hard. It is really hard. I wouldn't have known the J.J. Abrams one. I wouldn't have known the Greece in the Euros football.
Sorry. Let's go through some of the ones you got wrong, Kira. The 2011 film directed by J.J. Abrams is called Super 8, not Super 7. How many continents in the world are there? You said 5. There are 7, in fact. Greece won the Euros football tournament in the year 2004, not 8. How many solo studio albums has Pink released? The answer is 9.
That's a lot of albums.
Nuts. How many hours ahead of Ireland is Dubai currently? You said 6. The answer is only 3. And Lewis Hamilton finished in what number position in the 2025 Formula One driver standings? You said 1. It is 6.
He's not that good.
Not anymore.
Callum.
We are being kind to you as well, Kira, because the Olivia Dean question was a little bit contentious.
2, 3.
She went 2, 3. And we always say we accept the first answer, and we think the first answer was a 2.
More of a 2.
And that is the correct answer, so we're giving you that point.
Yeah, we were.
We're nice.
Thanks.
All right, Kira, listen, have a lovely day, and thank you so much for listening. Talk to you later.
Thank you.
See you, Kira.
There you go. There's your loophole. Just say all the numbers, just like really, really quick.
6, 7.
Not anything but that.
I know, actually, I realised after you. That's just really annoying. If you would like to play tomorrow, remember, even forget about the grand if you're like, I could never get 10 on this. You could beat a score of 5 and win your way to one of the most expensive gigs this summer. It's the weekend at Croke Park.
Spin 103.8, giving you tickets to gigs you don't want to pay for.
Play tomorrow for your chance to win. Right now, Niall Horan's new one. This is Dinner Party on Spin. Don't say goodnight. MK and Come Find Me on Spin. Good morning. It's
Good
Emma,
morning.
Dave and Fiona.
What's going on? Now, Emma, I did something while you were away.
Did you?
Something really, really brave. Got my bloods done.
Did you, Dave?
I did. The reason being, like, I've been going to the gym a lot more in 2026 and I feel weird because I feel like I'm going to the gym, right? And then every, like, 3 weeks I'm just getting sick or I'm getting run down or I'm getting really, really tired or have no energy or whatever. And I was kind of trying to figure out what the hell
the is going
on. Yeah, and I was like, I'm definitely dying. Do you know what I mean? There's definitely something going on with me. So I said, right, I'll brave it. I'll bite the bullet. I'll go and get my blood done.
Have you ever got your blood done before?
I have, but not for a while.
Yeah.
So much so that Dave has changed. Yesterday, he had a protein shake in the studio.
Yeah, I think that was a really bad mistake.
That's because you were hanging around Padraig.
It is, but also, I'm just drinking a lot of protein now. I had 190 grams of protein yesterday.
I don't even know what that means. Is that loads?
It's a lot,
Does it taste horrible?
No, it's really good. It's like little milkshakes. But I did, that was a bad decision. I shouldn't have done that. I would, because for the whole of yesterday, I was like, I feel horrible. I feel sick. I feel weak. It was because I had a protein shake the first thing when I woke up in the morning, but nothing. It was like having a coffee for me. Do you know what I mean? Which coffee doesn't react well with me,
right? Okay.
Anyway, so I went and got my bloods done,
right.
And I think, right, here we go. He said, "I'll give you a call if
there's anything to worry about.
I'll give you a text if you're grand." Mm. And I was like, right, he's going to do a conference call with the amount of things wrong with me. Going to have the amount of nurses and experts and students on the call. He texted me yesterday. Cool. Yeah, you're grand.
Wow.
He said the only thing I'd worried about is the vitamin D, but everyone in Ireland has a vitamin D deficiency.
So take a vitamin D supplement in the meantime before you get yourself off on your holidays.
I'm literally perfect.
Isn't that amazing?
I don't understand how. I was showing my housemates the results yesterday. So basically, with the Whoop that I wear and the app on my phone, you can upload the PDF of your blood results to the app, and it'll then basically tell you your health based on those blood results.
Okay.
So it gave me like the whole kind of thing, everything that I put into it. So there was 40 what's called biomarkers.
Right.
Only one was out of range. The rest were perfect. The one that was out of range, vitamin D. I'm literally the healthiest person in the world.
That's incredible.
Which is mad because my granny, who by the way is 98, and I'm sure she hates me saying her age, but I'm sure she doesn't listen to Spin, is 98, and she got her bloods done a couple of weeks ago, and they were like, "There is literally not a thing wrong with you at all. You'll be here for a long time."
That's just incredible. I think what we should do as a show is create
get our bloods done.
No. Ask people who want to sign up for the David Hammond diet for a week.
Oh, now you see.
No, but I just think that would be a really interesting.
The David Hammond diet has changed.
Yeah, I know, but Dave, what you don't realise is people don't normally go home, get veg from the freezer, put it in a bowl, put it in the microwave, and eat
the fish fingers
like that.
I don't eat fish fingers anymore.
No, my point is
too fatty. I'm eating nothing but pure white fish. I feel like that fella who went viral. At 11 o'clock, I'll have fish and a rice cake. And then at 2 o'clock, I'll have fish. And then at 4 o'clock, I'll have fish and a rice cake.
No, but I'm genuinely curious. What are you eating every day?
Okay, so.
Like on a weekday, forget about the takeaways of the weekend. Monday to Friday, what are we doing?
I don't eat breakfast.
Right.
Okay, so that's really, really bad. I need to start eating breakfast. I went to try and get a flapjack there from the
vending
machine, but it's out of order. So not protein shakes for breakfast anymore, because that really, really messed me up.
Okay.
But I'll go home now and I'll have two pieces of white fish. I'll have some.
That's the first thing you put in your mouth?
Yeah.
Oh, I need something breakfast.
I might have some carbs, I might have rice, or I might have a waffle if I'm feeling a little bit.
Are you on like a fitness journey? Like,
yes.
Are you? What's the aim here? Be real buff like, or?
No, just. As I keep saying to my trainer in the gym, it doesn't have to work. I just want it to look good. Do you know what I mean?
Not a trainer in the gym. This is how much he's changed.
Yeah.
He's definitely not paying him. That's just someone he's accosting every time for every day for tips.
That is true.
Yes.
That is absolutely true. She works in the gym. I actually had to say to her yesterday, come here. I don't know if, you know the way I bring you for a session every like 2 weeks, every 3 weeks? She's like, yeah. And I was like, I don't know if that's part of your job description. I was like, so you can just tell me to F off there if you want. She was like, no, it's fine. Like, I don't mind. I was like, okay, grand. Well, here's what I've been eating.
Like, these are people who literally are not paid extra to do this. Yeah. David Hammond was like, give me a PT.
If I can get a free PT, I will try my absolute best.
So expensive. Well,
I haven't even finished. I have the veg. Sorry. I have the fish. I have maybe a waffle, maybe some rice. Then I'll go away. I'll have a protein shake an hour later. Then I'll have like dinner, which is usually like either steak or chicken and rice and a bowl of veg. Big bowl of veg, and then another protein shake later on. Or maybe a protein bar.
When did this start? When I left?
Yeah, but it's
kind of. It's when Padraig Wilson McCarthy walked into the studio.
It's been happening.
His big arms.
It's been happening slightly, just gradually,
okay,
since January. But Padraig really kind of turned things around because him and the boss Nick just had so many conversations about protein that I was like, okay, I want to
try this.
Our boss Nick has steak for breakfast.
He does steak and eggs every single day.
That sounds horrible.
Honestly, right now with the journey I'm on, sounds amazing.
I just want a pan of chocolate ever since I got home. What time does Lidl open?
It's open now, I'll run.
It's 25 past 8, you're on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. Here is Tyla. This is the brilliant Chanel.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Tyla, Chanel on Spin. Good morning.
I was telling you, I tried to get a flapjack from the vending machine there, and it was out of order. I tried fifth floor, out of order. So which means I have to go down to the third floor to see if I can get a flapjack, which means I might see Claire Burr.
Oh my God, that's really exciting.
I'm coming, Claire!
Dublin travels.
He's literally gone. Has he had his moment with Claire Byrne yet, Callum?
No, and he found out that she was on 98FM on April Fool's Day, and he's bullying.
I'd say he's devastated.
Devastated.
Devastated. Listen, it should be dry enough today. Not much sun, though, but nice and mild, 15 degrees. And I still can't get over how bright it is in the evening. It's fabulous. Now, let's see what the story is on the roads. What can you tell us, Leah?
Morning, guys. No one through O'Connell Street along.
I am back and I'm really upset because my two male colleagues have not once commented on my very hard-earned tan.
Oh yeah,
I put a lot.
In
of work
fairness,
into
now,
this
now
tan.
We have a reason for that.
Why?
You wear fake tan.
Oh.
So this is not very different.
Okay, that's a good
I
point.
I was worried that you were going to say that you changed your hair or something. I was like, I would not have noticed. No, when you came in this morning, there was a real tan glow.
There was
off
a glow
you.
Off, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool. I'll take it.
We'll
take
rub
it.
That. We'll take that glow off you in the next couple of days. Back to reality.
It'll fade so quick. There's nothing sadder when you get home from holidays and you like notice on your foot a bit of peeling. You're like, no, no. I did bring you back some gifts. They're very
yes.
underwhelming, so don't get too
fantastic.
Excited.
Fantastic. I do enjoy how underwhelming these presents usually are. Like, I think the last thing was with the
Fiona
last thing
got us a Capri Sun.
Yes, but the last thing you got us was fluffy socks
from Krakow,
and I love those. I still wear those.
I use them to prop up my Nintendo Wii.
That's nice. I'm happy
by my computer, by my TV, because it's too noisy. It's too old, so it makes a lot of noise when it's on the desk. So it just goes. Zzz.
I
put it on the socks to soften the noise.
Do you know what? Once you're getting used out of them,
yes,
I'm happy, and I think you'll get used out of what I got you as well. We'll start with the basics.
They're coming in this beautiful kind of silk bag, almost. Yeah. It has like elephants and things on it.
Was this the design that Padraig was talking about yesterday? He thought that you were going to come back wearing elephant trousers.
Well, you see, what happened was I had to buy the, no offence to anyone who likes them, the awful elephant trousers, because we were going to the Royal Palace in Bangkok.
That's exactly.
And I arrived and
Tuesday.
I was slamed, shamed.
Oh, yeah.
Because you have to have...
You were shamed.
Well, I mean, I was.
Did someone say the word?
They'd never dare. But they said, you cannot go here to the Royal Palace looking like that. They're not English either.
Okay, so you weren't shamed. You were.
It was like, you have to be covered up.
Yeah, yeah.
So I had to buy these awful trousers and buy this awful blouse to go in. And anyway, look, here we are. Underwhelming presents. You ready?
Yes.
Don't know if these are exclusive to Thailand or not, but I got you.
Skittles. Skittles, deadly. I was joking when I said Kit Kats. She literally did buy a Skittle.
Oh, no, they're sour Skittles. We have these.
Now.
we do have these.
Okay. What
I think they're in the vending machine that doesn't work.
You know, the Mentos, our boss Nick loves them.
Did you go to Centra in Rathfarnham?
I swear these came from Bangkok, from a 7-Eleven. You know the Mentos, like, what are they called? Like breath mints.
Yeah.
Do we have grape ones here?
I don't know. Show
there's
me the packet.
Peach ones here. Because I got you a grape one and a peach one. Because I thought they might be a bit Thailand.
Thank you very much.
And then, you. I don't want the grape one.
This is. Oh, I have another one because I got one for Boston.
These look like Mentos don't know that they exist. Do you know what I mean? They look like they were just.
And then, guys, finally, again, underwhelming gifts from 7-Eleven. You might not know that TikTok goes mad for the girl. You probably don't get this in your FYPs, but basically, skincare is huge in Thailand. Okay. And people will go and stock up on their skincare from 7-Eleven when they're there. And this is with no disrespect, but to get rid of blackheads on your nose, that is for you, Callum. And to get rid of blackheads in your nose.
What do? Do I drink it, yeah?
No. You rub it into your nose.
Why does it have a straw?
and then this is to brighten. It's a toner mask serum. That's for you, Dave.
Thank you.
And that's for you, Callum.
These Mentos are class.
Oh, I'm happy. Would one of you like the bag?
No, that's all right. Emma went to Centra and Boots.
Welcome. We're happy to be back,
your
guys.
Gifts are normally really thoughtful. I'm a little bit let down by these.
Yeah.
Callum, give
yeah,
me a
these
break.
Are kind of shy, to be honest with you.
I knew I was going to get this reaction.
I like the Skittles, though. I'm happy
I do
with
want
them.
To play a little game with you, Dave, right? Because very quickly, I was just really impressed.
Do
with
I this. Win a better present?
You can have Boss Nick's grape Mentos if you want. We were on this island and there was loads of stalls set up basically, and as you turn the corner on this particular island, the music was absolutely thumping, right? It sounded like this.
Oh my god.
And it was really out of
Arc Bar, is it?
Out of context to like this beautiful island known for its like scuba diving and like known as being one of the more chilled islands, that you walk around the corner to this madness, right? And I want you to have a guess based on what you're hearing, what this man was selling at his stall. Okay, I'm going to give you three guesses. Number one,
elephant pants.
Elephant pants is incorrect. Guess again.
Skittles.
Skittles is incorrect. Final time. I love this guy. I went to visit him every day based on his tunes.
Fruit.
Close.
Oh!
I don't know if you're going to be able to make this out, but this is what he was selling. Hello, my love. Pancake.
Stop.
That's so good. I did mention that on one particular day of this holiday, I thought it was the end. I thought it was over. And I thought, I can't believe I'm going to die in Thailand. The cost of getting my body home. That's how serious I felt about it.
Oh my God.
And I will tell you more after Alex Warren.
The Skittles are lovely.
Fever. Lovely to be back. Do you know when you're away for so long, you're like, God, it feels like a different world.
No, I've never been away for that long in my life.
Have you ever gone away for 3 weeks?
I don't even think I've been in Ireland for 3 weeks. Three weeks is such a long period of time to be anywhere.
Yeah, no, it is. You're right. There was one particular day on this trip and it was all amazing. Had an absolute ball of a time. But there was one particular day where I really worried that, like, we're not going to be okay. Like, we've made a really serious mistake and I think we're in a really kind of dangerous position. Basically, we're on this island called Koh Tao.
Koh Tao.
Koh Tao. If you're on the island, if you ever go to the islands in Thailand that are on the east side, this is known as the most chilled out one. You won't really find a full moon party or anything like that. It's more like
my kind of vibe.
Yeah, it's really relaxed and it's really cute and it's really beautiful. So off we went. So excited to explore it. And in 2026, when you're doing research, you get to the island, right? Where do we go? What do we go see? Obviously, I go to TikTok and I go, right, okay, I'm on Koh Tao. What do I do? And loads of people have listed, like, you have to go to this beach, you have to go here, you have to go here, you have to eat here, blah, blah, blah. I'm taking screenshots to beat the band. And I say, according to TikTok, we need to go to a place called Mango Bay. It looks gorgeous. And Jack goes, grand, let's have a look. It's a 7.5 kilometer drive. Do you know what we'll do? We'll rent a scooter. Lovely.
Oh, brave.
Now, we rented a scooter when we were in Italy last year, and I said, I trusted him because he was an excellent driver.
Okay.
And I said, and I know he's very safe. So I said, right, let's do that. So off we went.
Are they any different to, like, is it just press and go, or do you have to, like, do clutches and all that kind of
stuff?
There's
no clutches, no. Okay. But it's just accelerator, brake.
Savage.
Yeah. So we got, the whole island is full of these places renting bikes for the day, right? So off we go. Mango Bay. There's even a little place in front of Jack where you can put his phone up for Google Maps. Cool. 7.5 kilometres in total. Perfect.
You've off we trot. 15 minutes.
Easy peasy. So 7.5 kilometres. The first two were perfect. They're on a normal road, mm-hmm. a standard road you'd see anywhere. And then we were advised to take a left turn. And we looked at the map for another route. No, you have to take this left turn. What we turned onto was essentially a footpath. And I'm saying no wider than, like, I don't know, 5 foot.
Okay. What was either side of the footpath?
Probably a 2 foot drop into just lush.
A ditch, like.
Ditches kind of thing. Yep. We assume this will only be for a very short period and then we'll get back to hopefully a normal road, but it's not. Okay, this gets worse and worse and worse. The road starts to fall apart, as in literally there's like a triangle slice taken out of it. So you're kind of go around the little area you've left to not topple over, right? You're meeting other people on bikes who are having the same struggles and people are going, what's going on here? This is
real. Other people on scooters as well.
People were kind of
so at least you know that you're in the right place.
There was a bit of community in it. Everyone was a bit scared, like this is crazy. Then you turn, and I'm not lying when I say this, like I'm talking a vertical hill down, as in that's not a road, that's a slide in, like, I don't know, jump zone. Like it's a fall. It's not a hill. How do we get down that? So at certain points I was like, I think this is dodgy. I'll get off for this because I think this person in the back might throw it off a bit.
Yeah.
And then straight up a hill, down a hill, up a hill. Anyway, at one point we're going so slow up a hill because we've no road to go with and we're terrified that we just kind of fall into the ditch.
Oh my God.
Me and Jack and bike just kind of land. Now, it's not sore. We're going so slow. No cuts or bruises or anything, but immediate damage to the bike. We're like, okay, this is going to cost us. That front bit of plastic's cracked in half. Okay, we'll go again. So we go back up and we try to keep going. And we come down again. We're coming around a corner that's going up a hill. I'm holding on to him for dear life. He's trying to wangle his way around and deal with the weight of both of us. And we just fall in again.
Oh my God.
Now, again, we haven't got any cuts or bruises. We're fine. At this point, we're seeing some people bleeding.
Oh.
Okay. At this point, I say to Jack, I'm throwing the weight off here. I'm going to walk the rest. Okay. Just keep going ahead. Be safe. Yeah. And I'll find you. Stop and start for me every few minutes. So I start walking.
Fair play to you.
Lads, it's 12:30 in the afternoon. We're trying to find Mango Bloody Bay. It's 39 degrees. Oh. There is no wind, right? I'm in flip-flops.
Oh my God.
I'm climbing up. What I feel like I should be like, I feel like I'm scaling a mountain. That this hill up is so vertical. It's so scary. Other people and other gals typically are doing the same, just dismounting the bike. And we're like, I hope Mango Bay is worth it. what TikTok doesn't tell you is how to get to these places.
Yes.
And what they just show you the beauty of when you get there, I've learned. So I walked and walked and walked, and then we get there. We get to where we need to be, and we say, you've arrived at Mango Bay, welcome. You have to pay a fiver. Then, you
know, I nearly paid with my life.
They charge you the equivalent of fiver, and you say, what are you paying for? To maintain the road. I said, are you taking the mick? The sweat was coming off me in like, I was soaking with sweat. I was disgusting. Then there is no access point for tourists to get to this beach, okay?
Okay.
You have to, and I swear on my life, no word of a lie, you have to scale rocks. I was scaling a rock, as in, if you fall, you're dead.
How was like, your mood?
I felt like Bear Grylls. I was like, how? Like, I made friends with this like 60-year-old German woman who was like, I just don't, like, I'm not even going to try and do her accent. Like, this is so dangerous. I was like, I know, I'm really scared. Then you get there, you go, right, cool, there's a few nice fish. And then you have to get back.
Oh my God.
That day, I walked 29,000 steps in flip-flops, up and down hills. There was no water. Because the other part of it was, because we'd had the two falls on the way up, I said, I'm not getting back on that bike until we get to the main road. So our little excursion to Mango Bay, we left at 11 a.m, we got back at 4, and we had to pay hundreds for the bike. It was just a disaster. We got back to the main road, and like tourists were coming in to like take the journey, and all these other tourists were like, don't go down there. Some girl had like blood rushing out of her
hand.
Other guys had like bandages or were using their t-shirts to wrap up cuts on their legs. It was wild.
Do you know where there's nice fish? In the 5-star resort I'm staying in Greece in June.
Fiona in the morning. Hello, good morning. What's the story?
Hi, what's
guys,
happening?
It is just, I know I say it sometimes in the show, and if you listen all the time, you'll know what I'm saying. Maybe if you only listen every now and again, you won't know, but I will sleep through anything.
Yeah, the strongest sleeper ever.
It's incredible. So we left Bangkok on Monday, and really, to get back on an Irish time zone, we should have stayed awake for the first flight, okay? In order to get back to normal, it should have been just do 11 hours,
the
watch your movies.
The fact you can sleep on a flight is honestly amazing.
I know. I'll sleep anywhere. I just have my brain. If it's a 45-minute flight to Leeds or an 11-hour flight, I'll just say, I don't want to be conscious for this. It's too boring. So, we were like, agreed. And Jack, obviously, as well, have a bit of company for an 11-and-a-half-hour flight. He was like, please don't go to sleep. Come on, like, we'll get back onto a time zone and, you know, we'll share a headphone and watch a movie together. I was like, absolutely not. I'm going straight to sleep on this flight. We hadn't even taken off. Jack woke me 3 times on that flight.
Oh my God.
Bear in mind, I had slept for like 10 hours, got up, went to the airport, boarded a flight, and fell asleep. Like, it's not like I'd had a whole day or anything. I got up.
I'm so jealous. Like, I just don't know. I can't even fall asleep in my bed.
I know. It's so weird because then if I'm trying to sleep at nighttime here, it takes me ages to switch off. But yeah, on a flight, I'm like, need to be unconscious. Can't deal with this. He woke me 3 times for food, and I woke up in Dublin. I was like, what have you been doing? He was like, I've listened to an audiobook, I've listened to a podcast, I've watched 2 movies, I've started a series, I started writing notes in my like phone about ideas I have for the year or whatever.
Oh my
and
God.
And I just was like, food's here, lovely.
Eat, back to sleep.
I'm like,
you're a toddler.
Literally, I'm a newborn.
Oh, I'm so jealous.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Good morning and welcome to Q2. If you don't know, basically on this show at the start of every quarter, we have a revisit of the goals we set in the previous quarter.
Mm-hmm.
And we set some new goals for the new quarter. Obviously, we do this on the first of the quarter, but, say quarter more, Dave. but on the first, Emma was not here. So we've decided to do it on the 8th of April.
I'm sure, like, in jobs who really have to do this on a quarterly basis, I'm sure the day before, like at the end of the month, before the new month, you too are going, what on earth did I make promises about for Q1?
I was
going
to hit my KPIs. What were my KPIs? What does KPI even stand for?
Going back to your sent items in your email going, just a refresher for tomorrow. Well, in our case, we actually forget about them until Callum says, oh guys, it's your Q2 today.
Every single quarter, I think, I'll remember these goals that I've set.
There's
and every single new quarter, I go, what in God's name did I set the last quarter?
I remember one from January. And I know I did it, but apart from that, I haven't a clue. So we kick this off, right? These are the goals that I set at the very beginning of 2026. I want to establish consistent and technically sound execution of GHD curls. Something I have never been able to do on myself.
Okay? So you want to be able to straighten your hair?
curl my hair.
Oh, curl your hair,
with
sorry.
With a straightener. Yeah, yeah. That's the one thing that I remember, and I have finally, 32 years later, achieved. I can finally do and master a complicated GHD curl. Really?
Why do we never see it?
They wouldn't last overnight, but I'll do it for tonight. Bring it in. And bring it in. I'll bring my hair in tomorrow.
I'll bring them in tomorrow. You can have a look.
I'll curl it tonight, but they mightn't look very impressive if I've slept on them, because it'll be slow if I do it later. You get me?
Right.
Okay,
right.
Okay. This is my second one. Successfully sustain granny participation beyond midnight during our February overnight stay away. Okay?
Oh.
Keep her up late, keep her out, have a bit of crack, she'll then sleep beyond 4 a.m.
Have you ever heard a more Emma Nolan sentence? I'm going to have a granny sleepover and stay up past 12.
You know, keep my granny
up past
12.
That was a goal she set for the quarter.
I don't think we made it till 12 o'clock that night. That's got to be a fail, because my nephew asked me to go to bed with him, and I think I was the first one to sleep at about 10:30. Don't know how the rest of them got on.
Nice.
All right, number three. Develop and deploy. I'm going to go realistic on this. 2 new home cook meal options.
Ooh.
Okay.
Oh.
This is to better distribute household cooking responsibilities and reduce my reliance on Jack for anything that tastes good.
Okay.
Just two, if I can just add 2 good meals into the mix. Nah, I didn't do that either.
Oh, no.
I'm like, Jack's the chef. I'll wash up.
Yeah, you're dead right.
It's just easier.
He is really good at it, apparently, as well.
He's such a, he made steaks last night. And I know it's just steak and everyone can cook a steak, but my God, he like made himself the pepper sauce.
Okay, very good.
Because he wouldn't get it from a pack, you know.
All right, so that is your Q1 goals, and you didn't do amazingly well. 1 out of 3.
I'll bring in my GHD curls for you tomorrow.
Fantastic, just for proof. All right, let's get to my Q1 goals that I set for myself and see if I completed them. Number one, I would like to establish and maintain a bi-daily facial hydration protocol to support long-term skin asset performance and reduce environmental wear and tear. I would like to start moisturising every night and every morning.
Well.
Okay, so I did this for, I want to say, a month, and then I ran out of moisturiser in February and I haven't done it since.
Okay, well, I brought you some Thailand skincare.
Yes,
back,
you did.
So you can get back into it.
And
today,
if anyone has any moisturiser that they're not using, give me a shout.
Do you know what's really good?
I'm going to give myself an X on that one, because I haven't done it in ages.
Do you know what's really good, genuinely?
Go on.
The scene stuff in Lidl.
Yes.
Perfect. Absolutely perfect.
I shall get some.
Number two.
I would like to introduce a minimum viable vegetable intake across core operational days, Sunday to Thursday, to enhance baseline health outputs and sustainability. I would like to at least eat one vegetable between the days of Sunday and Thursday. Sunday optional. I did it.
Well done.
I did it. I have eaten veg like most days I've been alive in 2026.
That's amazing. And even there at 9 o'clock, he brought in and ate in front of me, which I really am shocked by, an apple.
Crazy.
He's a changed man. Number three.
I would like to improve my cultural literacy, narrative analysis capabilities, and long form content commitment by watching The Sopranos. I only watched season one and then I got bored.
Sugar.
And to be fair, it's not on me. Me and my housemates got bored.
Okay.
I know, probably like digging for gold, and I was just 2 millimetres away, but I just got bored. And I
okay.
So, yeah. Well, again, not too great a showing by us, is it?
No, but
1 out of 3.
There was an attempt made, I think.
There were attempts.
More or less everything. We move on to Fiona, who's obviously at home on maternity leave, but what were her goals? We'll predict if she did what she said she would do.
Successfully deliver a baby, ideally without a head size that causes permanent structural damage to the ground and basement floors of my anatomical office space.
We can reveal.
I feel like I'm not really allowed to ask her that question. You'll have to ask her.
I can tell you that beautiful baby has a very normal sized head.
Woo! Congratulations. Yeah!
Okay, number two.
Build positive employee relations between existing team member, dog, and soon to be arriving colleague, baby, ensuring no workplace conflicts arrive and optimum workplace synergy ensues.
I've seen photos of the baby and the dog hanging out together. I think that's fair to say that that's going quite well.
Well, we don't know.
Instagram's telling me it is.
Yes, but do you believe everything you write on Instagram? Are you my auntie?
True. Okay, number three from Fiona.
Work towards getting Taylor Swift out of my Spotify wrapped. This goal to be revisited and monitored each quarter with careful consideration, with final review to be conducted D-Day in December of 2026.
I'd imagine all of her songs are now like wheels
go
on the bus and
sleep,
stuff. Yeah. So I'd say she's
sleep,
probably done that.
Baby.
I can't wait to talk to her and find
Neither
out.
Can I. Can't wait to talk to her. It was lovely to hear her voice there.
It was.
Up ahead of us, we need to set our goals for Q2. Will they be realistic? Will we forget about them in 3 months' time? You may be sure of it, but we'll do so anyway in a moment.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
And okay, it's time to get quite serious on the show. Every 3 months, we change the tone because we need to get into a corporate mode as we look ahead to Q2 of 2026. Now, unlike most corporate businesses who would just plough ahead regardless of who's in and who's out, we are a week late getting to this based on me being away. So I apologise for my annual leave and my timing of that.
We are revisiting. We're circling back what we said we would circle back on the first of the month and the quarter.
I love how you go American because it's such an American thing. It is.
If everyone's hitting their KPIs, I'm happy.
A few minutes ago, we revisited our goals for 2020 for the first quarter, and as usual, they were okay.
Yeah, one out of three each, yet. I think, maybe.
Okay, I'm going to look ahead to quarter two of 2026. This is what I'm hoping to do.
Get ready to forget these in 2 weeks.
The first one I'm pretty passionate about. I had a bit of an epiphany on holiday. Build working Spanish proficiency. I want to undertake consistent Spanish lessons via this new app I've discovered called Preply to achieve a functional level of conversational fluency sufficient enough to navigate a Spanish wedding, which I'm going to soon, without relying entirely on no, si, and venga.
What is venga?
Venga means come on, venga.
Then vamos.
Oh, that'll also do. Venga. Number two. Maintain.
No, we can't just move on from that. That you're going to learn Spanish in 3 months.
No, not like I'm not going
to
be
enough to be enough to chat at a wedding.
I was on the phone to my aunt last night, whose daughter is getting married, and I was telling her this. I was like, I really want to learn Spanish now. Just get a few basics for the wedding. And she was like, well, if you really, because she's been telling me for my whole life to learn Spanish. She was like, if you really want to be put to the test, well, ask you to make a little speech in Spanish.
Oh my
I said,
God.
No, I'll just talk.
Been there.
Maintain improved home organization systems is number two. While it was away for context, Jack's parents were in my house for a full week and they were minding my dog, and a lot of things have changed in the house since we got back.
Oh.
But they're all really positive. So I'd like to uphold newly introduced household organization processes courtesy of visiting in-laws with a focus on long-term compliance. For example, don't mess up the new pasta jar system and maintain the cleaning products in designated boxes.
Okay.
I like it. I like what they've done. Number three, strengthen musical knowledge for live event engagement. I want to carry out a focus review on the back catalogue of Akon and Neo to enable confident word-perfect participation.
Very good.
To enable confident for their upcoming Dublin show. I think if you go to this gig and you don't have every song word for word, it's embarrassing for you.
Yeah,
song's been around for 20 years. So they are my three goals.
Okay, so you basically want to clean the gaff, learn Spanish and listen to music.
Doable.
It's going to be an interesting 3 months. Yeah. Let's move on to my Q2 goals. All right, I would like to explore and transition from Nike Air Force Ones as the primary everyday footwear to an alternative that maintains cool aesthetic impact and height.
Interesting. Okay, so Nike Air Force Ones for the gazelles because they're very flat.
Yeah, Nike Air Force Ones make me a little bit taller, and that's why I wear them. The second one. I would like to execute a minimum of 5 full course golf engagements with the objective of achieving a sub 30 handicap.
Means nothing to me, but sounds promising.
I want an under 30 handicap, which would be very easy to do. But honestly, if you saw me play golf, you might go, that might be impossible for you, Dave. And goal 3, leverage proactive sourcing strategies by successfully securing tickets to the upcoming performance at Marley Park of Olivia Dean.
Amazing. Yeah, a lot of people looking for that.
That's what I would like
to
do.
Why are you so obsessed with her?
I just love her. I think she's amazing. Yeah, she's a fantastic classy artist. And yeah. Pippa's going and my mates are going and I want to go.
You FOMO. Okay. Yeah. Well, breaking news. We have heard just in time for Q2 from our Fiona Frawley, who's home on maternity leave with
her. Oh, it's not AI, is it?
It's not. It's definitely not AI. Okay, thank God.
She definitely demanded money for this.
We're hearing from Fiona for her Q2 goals.
Oh my God, hey guys. Sincere apologies. I said that I would do this in, quote, 2 seconds at 5:30, and it's now 10 p.m, which brings me on to my first goal for Q2, which is better time management. And also, apologies. I know I meant to do these in corporate jargon, but I just don't have the brain capacity for that now. There is a child hanging off my Callum, you can bleep that, sorry.
Amazing.
Was it tea?
or B?
T.
There's a child hanging off my right now. So you can forget your corporate jargon.
That's so funny.
Amazing feat. All right, number two.
Second goal, get rid of the multiple charity shop bags that are currently in my boot. I think 3 months is a reasonable time frame for me to do that in. Shout out the Nissan Juke. I know you've all been missing it.
I honestly thought she's gonna. Number two, get rid of baby. Doing my head in.
I've heard about these bags for months, Fiona. Come on. Well, you've a newborn, so cool. Maybe that's not.
Okay. Everyone has a newborn. Everyone's pregnant. You're not the first, Fiona.
All right, number three.
And finally, my final goal is to oversee and supervise Emma's capsule wardrobe, which I'm sure she's keeping up with. Love you, miss you, and see you soon. But not too soon. Give me a minute, girls. Okay, bye-bye.
What is she? What was her third goal?
To overlook, she's taking the mick out of me because I said I wanted to do a capsule wardrobe at some point and clearly I haven't really done that.
Oh, the minimalist thing.
Yeah.
That is one thing I will remember for the day I die when Emma Nolan said, one, she wanted to be a vegetarian, and two, she wanted to be a minimalist, and three, she's just after showing me new runners she bought. The minimalist queen that is Emma Nolan.
Excellent stuff, guys. Don't say the same thing that Dave has written down. That Dave has written down. That Dave has written down. Dare whenever David Hammond messed that up.
Yeah, whenever the first one is really good, I get in my head for the second one. And I try and over, can I get it? And it just didn't work out at all. Welcome on in to Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down, a game where if you say the same thing I've written down, you lose, you get nothing. Good day, sir. It's a fun game. You're going to enjoy it if you've never heard it before. Who have we got on to play?
It's Saoirse. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Not too bad. Good morning. Welcome on in to Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down. What's the plan for you for the day, Saoirse?
I am actually in an Easter camp.
Oh, what do you mean?
I'm on the way to Montreal.
Are you a camp counselor?
Or are you like, is there actually Easter camps for adults?
No, unfortunately not for adults. It is a lot of kids.
Okay.
Very good. And what are you doing with them?
Yeah.
It's all like singing and dancing and stuff like that. Drama.
Very cool, Saoirse.
Nice.
I love that. Well, it sounds like you already need a break if that's what your Easter has been consisting of. And how about going to the cinema for a break for yourself? There's some pretty cool movies out. Let's see if we can get you some cinema passes. This is Don't Say the Same Thing Dave Has Written Down. Saoirse, have you heard this game before?
I have, yeah.
Fantastic. All right, this is the game where if you say the same thing I've written down, you lose, you get nothing. Good day, sir. But if you manage to say a different thing than what I've written down, you win a load of passes to the cinema. I'm going to ask you something like, name any item of clothing. You're going to hear three beeps, Saoirse. The three beeps sound like this. You answer on the third beep. If you say belt and I've belt written down, then you're out. You're trying to say a completely different thing to what I've written down in every single one. You're out, right? You win an IMC Cinema Pass. Five up for grabs. If you say something that's not in the category, you're also out. And you listening, play along wherever you are right now and let us know how you do. Saoirse, are you ready to go?
Good luck.
Yeah.
Let's
Thank
do it.
You.
Saoirse, round one. Name any movie.
Shrek 2.
Shrek 2.
Can you imagine if she went out in Shrek 2? That would be incredible.
My friend Brian is a bit of a movie buff. Mm. He reviews movies and he loves movies. He goes to the cinema like four times a week.
It's weird, yeah.
His favourite movie in the world is Shrek 2.
It is better than Shrek 1.
And I have written down Titanic.
Woohoo! And you know what's weird? Titanic came into my head. It's just a panic movie if someone's
It is a panic movie.
Yeah. Right, what do you want to do here, Saoirse? You only have one IMC Cinema Pass. You kind of might as well play on, but that's your call.
Yeah, I think I'd like to bring someone with me.
Yeah. Let's see if we can get you a couple of times. All right, now round two, Saoirse. Name any sport.
Cricket.
Well done.
Saoirse.
You're joking.
For round two, I asked you to name any sport. And earlier on when I was writing these answers, I wrote down cricket, but then changed it for golf.
Woo! Well done.
Oh, my God.
All right, you've two.
I said no one will ever pick cricket.
Two IMC Cinema Passes. They are yours. Do you want to take them and go home or do you want to play on?
No, I think play on.
Yes, Saoirse, on, yeah. We like it. Here we go with round three. Saoirse, name any room in the house.
Bedroom.
The bedroom. An obvious choice, I think.
There.
You did panic a little bit. I would like to argue that my choice is a room because I have written down the attic.
I agree.
It's not what you said. So happy days, Saoirse. That's another one in the
bag.
Yeah, you're through.
That's another one in the bag for you. Do you want to go for the four?
Oh, why not?
Yeah. Saoirse, here we go with round four, where we start to separate the men from the boys, the women from the girls. It gets a little bit more difficult. Round four. Name any song by Justin Bieber.
One Time.
One Time.
Very good. I was saying Baby, and then I was like, stop saying Baby, he'll say Baby, and then I was like, Love Yourself.
I thought people would think I was going to say Baby, so they'd say what I've written down. Sorry.
Very good. Saoirse, you're killing it at this game. Do you want to go for the full five? Do you want to take it all the way?
I think I have to finish it out.
You
yeah,
do, Saoirse, you do. All right, let's do it. Round five. Here we go. The final round for five IMC Cinema Passes. Name any type of everyday cutlery.
Spoon.
Spoon. For five IMC Cinema Passes.
I'd be so disappointed to go out on. Spoon.
I asked you to name any type of everyday cutlery. You have said spoon. And I have written down...
I can't look at him.
Spoon.
No!
You get nothing! No! You lose! Good day, sir!
As is tradition, Saoirse, I must pass my sheet over to Emma Nolan so she can read the answer that I typed out this morning.
It says S-B-O-O-N. I'm so sorry, Saoirse! This sucks! Titanic, golf, attic, sorry, and spoon. I cannot believe you went out on spoon. You'll eat your soup.
I thought you'd say spork, to be honest with you.
I can't believe it.
Saoirse, it wasn't to be, but I hope you had fun, did you?
I had the best time.
Good. Well, just for that lovely answer, we'll send you out two IMC Cinema Passes.
Oh, thank you so much.
Have a great day, Saoirse. Yeah, I'd say you do.
You do.
Have a great rest of your Easter.
Bye.
Bye.
What a less. What a
you know,
big
I feel
less.
Like your joke was, I kind of walked over your joke there, but it was very good. You'll eat your soup with a fork from now on. It was a very good joke.
I'd be so raging if I lost out to the word spoon.
Callum. What would you class as an everyday utensil?
See, the reason I say everyday utensil, or sometimes I might say like a letter on the keyboard alphabet, is because I don't want people to say like a whisk or something.
I getcha, yes. On it.
Emma, Dave and Fiona are on Spin.
Your number one hit music station.